When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome back to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This week for the bonus episode and the main episode, we are going to answer some questions. So I posted in my Instagram stories. If you're not following me on Instagram, follow me at Tatum Tamia, T-A-T-U-M-T-E-M-I-A. And I also sent out an email to my email list asking what questions do you guys have for me? Because I wanted to spend this week doing mailbag episodes. So for this bonus episodes, because they're usually shorter, I want to answer the most asked question. Everybody is asking about the B word, balance. How do I balance the hats I wear as a child of God, a wife, a mom, an entrepreneur? How do I show up in my roles as a parent, a wife, a business owner, a career person, sister, auntie, all the things? How do I balance, balance, balance? This is everybody's question. I go into this in so much detail in my book, She is Uncompromising. If you haven't gotten a book, you can go to TatumTamia.com/book, but I'm also going to answer the question here on the podcast. Now, I don't believe in balance. Let me just make that clear. The definition of balance means that in order for something to be balanced, you need to distribute the weight evenly. I feel like when I think about balance, I think about someone on a tightrope and just putting one foot in front of the other, trying not to fall. And honestly, when you find yourself juggling many things in life and trying to find balance, you often look like that. And I don't believe in balance for that reason. In order for something to be balanced, the weight has to be distributed evenly on each side. And that's simply not the reality of life at all. The things that you have going on, the hats that you wear, all carry different weight. There are different levels of responsibility. They are different priority levels. So with balance, I just want to throw the whole word away because I just think it's a useless thing to pursue. Instead, I personally believe in total life harmony, to where every part, every aspect of your life works together in a way to which you have peace, you have harmony, you have cohesion. Now, in order for you to do that, that takes intentionality. It takes you really sitting down and understanding what's on your plate and creating a system for your life that allows for that harmony to take place. If you wake up every day and you just go and attack all of the things that's on your mind that you know you have to do, you'll always feel like you're playing catch up. As opposed to really creating a system where you're in control, your priorities are being met, things are running smoothly, and then you'll find yourself being a lot more at ease. So for me personally, when I became a mother, that was huge for me, is figuring out what is this system going to be to where my life is able to operate smoothly. Even now, about to be a mother of two, I'm not anxious at all about having another child, because when I created my system, my success system for my total life harmony, my system was created with the understanding that I want to have multiple children. So I can transition into this, into motherhood again, being a mama of two young children with peace of mind. Now, having a newborn and a toddler is going to be hectic for sure, but it's not going to be hectic because I'm disorganized. It's going to be hectic just because that's the nature of parenthood and kids are unpredictable. So for any of you guys that are struggling with balance and managing your responsibility or having total life harmony, I would tell you to create a system. Now, practically what that looks like is the first thing that you need to do is evaluate what's on your plate. What are you currently doing? And I talk about this in my book. Take inventory of your time. Spend about a week or so documenting how much time you spend on anything. I don't care if it's scrolling on TikTok. I don't care if it's laying in the bed looking at the ceiling. I don't care what it is. Write it all down. One of the best analogies I learned early on is that time is like money and you have to budget it accordingly. You have 24 hours in a day. So how are you going to spend it? And you want to make sure that you're spending it in a way to where it's fueling your goals. So step one would be to take inventory of your time. After you take inventory of your time, get rid of time wasters. So if you know that you spend an hour as soon as you wake up scrolling on TikTok, then you need to eliminate that and spend that hour then being more productive or allocate that to something that is more in alignment with where you want your life to go. So after you take inventory of your time and you see what your time wasters are, I would then take a look at your priorities and write down what your priorities are in this season. Now, when you create your system, understand that this is season specific, right? As seasons change, as time change, your system is going to change. So for me, when I got pregnant, my system had to change, especially in my first trimester where I'm exhausted and nauseous all day. I simply don't have it to work as many hours as I usually do because I'm tired and I'm nauseous and queasy all day. So I had to adjust my schedule and my system to accommodate the changes that my body was going through at that time. My second trimester, when the nausea went away and I got some more energy, I was able to operate based on my old system now, because things are a lot easier to deal with. Now I'm in my third trimester, getting towards the end. I'm tired. You know, my body hurts, my belly is heavy, and my system has to adjust to that. I can't do as much as I would do in a day previously because it just takes more out of me. So again, seasons will change. When my son is born and I have a newborn and a toddler and we're going through household transitions, my system is going to look a bit differently to be able to accommodate what's the most important in that season, which is the transitions in our home. So again, don't think that this is some rigid thing that you're creating. It has to be flexible in order for it to be effective and accommodate what season your family may be in, what season you may be in personally. So again, based on the season that you're currently in, write down what are your priorities. For me currently, my priority is, of course, my time with God. Like, God is always my number one priority. After that, my priority is making sure that I'm good. I'm mentally well, I'm healthy, I'm happy that I'm going to bring a healthy baby into this world. So my pregnancy is a priority for me right now, and delivery and postpartum and all of that, this transitional period in my life is a high priority for me. Then of course, my household with that is of course a high priority for me. My husband, my son, making sure that our home is happy, it's a place of peace, that they're seen, that they're taken care of, that they're well, that's a priority. And then lastly, my priority right now is my business. And even in business, my priority in business is not growing it to $1 million this year. It's just simply not, because I know the work ethic that that's going to take, the dedication and the hours that that's going to take. And it's not in my best interest and in my previous priority of my own well-being to be trying to adjust to a new season in my personal life while also striving and grinding to grow this business to a new level. That just would not be smart. So with my business, my priority is just to make sure that we're making money, that we're serving the people we're supposed to serve well, that our expenses are low and my profit margins are high, and that it's operating smoothly. That's it.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
It's not the season for anything more than that. And so my system is to accommodate and build around these priorities. And this is a big thing as well. When you're building out your system for total life harmony, you need to understand what it's going to cost to accomplish what it is that you're trying to do. The Bible says that what man builds a house without first counting the cost. So you're not doing yourself a disservice if you're like, okay, this year I'm going to become a mom. I'm going to build a six-figure business. I'm going to do all of these high goal things at the same time. And I'm not saying that those things are not possible, but if you're striving for these huge goals concurrently, something, there's going to be a consequence to that. Something is going to suffer. And you have to evaluate what that is and if it's worth it. For me, if I was to have this high goal of, let's say, taking my business from multi six figures to $1 million this year, that's going to cost a lot of time, a lot of focus that I'm just not willing to give right now, because the expense of that, the cost to that, would be less time being present in my home. And during a period like this, where we're, you know, expanding our family, where my son is going to be transitioning from being an only child to a sibling, he's going to be transitioning into school. There's also transitions happening for my child too. And I'm not going to miss being present in that and being attentive and hands-on and guiding him through that for business. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm not going to miss my time with God because I got to wake up at the crack of dawn and grind, grind, grind. Absolutely not. It's not worth it. So again, count the cost for whatever it is that you are trying to accomplish, and then line that up with what you say your priorities are. And after you establish those priorities and you've gotten rid of your time wasters, now it's just a matter of budgeting out the time in the day to make sure you're addressing those priorities first. Now, a big part of this too is protecting your priorities. Don't say that your relationship with God is your priority when it's the last thing that you make sure you accomplish. Or it's the thing that keeps getting pushed back and rescheduled and all of that based on what is going on in every other area. That doesn't sound like a priority to me. You can't say that your household is your priority, but every single thing that pops up with business, you're running to it after hours. You answer your phone any time of day and night. You responding to emails. Y'all at the family dinner table and you responding to client concerns and all of these different things. So is the family the real priority? And for some of us, I don't think the neglect of our priorities are intentional. But that's why you have to put controls in place to protect them. So for me personally, I'm very stern on I don't work after 4:30. Every day at 4:30, my son comes and finds me to cuddle. It's the cutest thing. Usually I'm home, so I'm upstairs or something. He'll come upstairs. Mommy cuddles, and he bangs on the door. I open the door and we cuddle. That's what we do. And that's our time together. Then we come downstairs with daddy and we hang out and we color and draw and do all of these different things. Like, it's our time together as a family. Business is just going to have to wait. Anything that didn't get done before 4:30, it simply has to wait. And for me, if I'm ever in a place where that's impacting my business, that means I need to rework some things in my business. I don't need to work longer hours. I need to check my own productivity. I need to figure out where am I getting it wrong to where my business can't get done within an 8-hour workday. So again, protect those priorities. For me, with my time with God, I had to rework my system, especially as it related to my time with God when I got pregnant, because I was finding that the way I was doing things before wasn't working. So I've always been a morning person, and I can wake up early, get stuff done. I'm productive. I love to be up early before everybody else wakes up. But since I've been pregnant, that has not been my life. Now, I'm not somebody who sleeps late in the day. So even if I don't have an alarm on, I'm going to be up by like 8:00. But when I would have my alarm set and I would wake up at 5, I would wake up at 6 or whatever, it would just be a terrible day. I wouldn't feel like I didn't get enough sleep. No matter how early I went to bed, it would just be a terrible day. And I was like, okay, in this season of pregnancy, I don't know what the heck happened that now I'm not able to really get up and be alert and get to it like I am when I'm not pregnant. It's just going to have to change. So now I know what time I naturally wake up, which is around, like I say, I don't sleep later than 8. I usually wake up around 7. So now I let myself wake up naturally. And the first thing that I do when I get up is I go spend my time with God. I go down to my son's playroom. That's where I usually pray at. I read the word. And then my day can start after that. But again, me pulling myself together saying, okay, Tatum, it's been long enough where you just oversleeping. So now you getting up, because my house usually around 8:30 is when our nanny comes. So around 8 is when the house starts moving. But for me, I was waking up around that time, around 8. My son is up. All right, now it's time for us to get him ready for the day. It's time to make breakfast, put out his meals for the day for when our nanny comes and make sure his playroom is straight, so she ain't coming into a mess, all of these different things. So I would find myself waking up and then just being sucked into what I got to do that day in my normal routine versus really protecting that priority of starting my day with God. And so that simple adjustment of, okay, I'm going to get to bed at a reasonable time. I'm going to let myself sleep with no alarm. And then I'm going to get up and I'm going to spend that time. And it works. And so again, you just have to make sure that you're doing what you need to do to protect your priorities. So whether it's hard cutoff times, whether it's you checking in and having that accountability with yourself when you seem to be off, do what you have to do, but protect those priorities, because if you don't put the controls in place, the system is just simply not going to work. So after you protect them, now you need some type of physical system to help drive this thing. Now, what this looks like is different for individual people. So you might be somebody who is a pen and paper person. So planners may be your thing. Utilize your planner to make sure that your day is organized, whatever it is you do for your family or whatever your priorities are, that is organized in that planner. Me personally, I like to use project management systems. Don't give me no planner because I'm gonna lose it. So I like to use systems because that way I have access to them from all of my devices and I don't have to find a physical thing. But I use a system called Notion to manage every area of my life. I used it for business. We're actually moving to a different project management system for business now, but I still like Notion a lot for my personal life stuff, and I can connect it to our business project management system. So it works out well for me. But I love it because everything, all of my priorities, everything that I'm doing in my life is organized in one place. And so this is a system that I personally use that keeps my total life harmony, blueprint, success system, whatever it is you want to call it, is what keeps it operating smoothly. So as you can see, the harmony that you want to have in your life is not something that's going to happen by happenstance. It's not something that's going to happen just by you spending all day in your prayer closet. It's something that's going to take discipline. It's going to take intentionality, and it's going to take consistency. And if you don't have those things, I would address that head on, because otherwise you'll never get that balance, that harmony that you're looking for. And I go into this in way more detail. I even give you a full blueprint in my book. So if you do, I want to take advantage of that. You can go to tatumtamia.com/book to get the book. I'll put the link in the show notes. But again, take the notes from this episode, though, because I gave you a lot. So we'll stop the questions there. I wanted to answer that one because it was the most common as the bonus episode. And then for the main episode this week, I'll answer some more. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you leave a review. Make sure that you share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.